You're listening to a download from North Sound One. Listen again.
Good morning to one of the hardest working blokes in the music business, Calvin Harris. How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm not too bad, actually. You are a very hard working guy, because I know you're up working crazy hours, eating cereal in the middle of the night and working on producing some fine sounds. I've been doing a little bit of Twitter stalking, can you tell?
Yeah. I mean, I only do all that because I enjoy it.
Yeah,
I'd never complain about that. I wouldn't say hard working. I'm just kind of obsessed with music, to be honest.
You must switch off at some point, though. How does Calvin Harris relax?
No, I don't really. I think the most relaxing time is in the studio. But other than that, I kind of think about music 24/7.
You've been so busy recently. I think Dizzy Rascal couldn't get hold of you. I think he was hoping to work with you again.
Oh, he made that up. He's got my email. His manager's got my email. He's got my phone number, unless he's lost it. He's got numerous ways of contacting me. I think he's made something up there.
So what are the chances of that happening again, you working with Dizzy?
I mean, very high, as long as he's up for it. Like, I loved working with him. I had a great time. Like, we did two tracks. They both got to number one. Like, what's not to enjoy about that? It was a good time. Like, successful and enjoyable.
Now, I said earlier, I do a little bit of Twitter stalking, and you do have a few famous followers, including one Mr. Hudson, who asked you the other day if you got the mushroom-shaped sweets he sent you. So, please explain.
Because we're in the same studio building in near the Arsenal Stadium. There's this building, bunch of studios in it, and I frequently block his car in because we have to do like a double parking situation. So he knocked on my door and he said, "Oh, I've got to take the missus to IKEA." Oh, you're going to IKEA? Well, make sure you get some of those mushroom sweets because they're amazing, by the way. And he was like, "Oh, right, okay." Didn't really know what I was talking about. So, I mean,
I don't know what you're talking about, actually, because I know I'm thinking pear cider. I'm thinking there was Dime Bar, the 50p hot dogs, but I don't know the mushroom shaped sweets.
Forget about all of them, because compared to the mushroom sweets, none of that matters.
Okay.
Like, pretty much, to be honest, there's been times when I used to live in Glasgow, I'd used to drive out to the IKEA just for those mushroom sweets. I'd do like 25 minute drive. Just to get those
sweets. Oh, you've sold them to me, Calvin. You really have. And I love on your Twitter page as well. It's not just music and work that you talk about, but you seem to be a lover of food, like myself. I can't get enough of it. I mean, we all know you're partial to a pineapple because, you know, I did love when you get crashed the X Factor. That was good. Have you actually seen Jedward since your unexpected appearance alongside them?
Of course not. I don't know what they're up to.
You don't care either, do you?
No. Well, I'm sure they're fine. I'm sure they're getting on just fine.
Now, your new tune, Bounce, is out now, featuring Khalees. She's going to be in Aberdeen at the end of next month for the Northern Lights Festival. When can we see you in Aberdeen next?
I don't know. Hopefully soon. I mean, I've played there a few times, like last year, the year before.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'll be back soon. I hope I am. It's always a good rave up there.
It's brilliant, isn't it? Good crowd. And I saw you at V Festival a couple of years ago and you were absolutely brilliant. What festivals will you be playing this year?
This year I'm doing Tea in the Park, Creamfields, and I think that's about it. And I'm doing Oxygen over in Ireland and then a bunch of American stuff, but I think the only Scottish one is Tea in the Park this year.
So I was reading yesterday about these flat pack hotels you can buy for Tea in the Park. I want to know, what's your thoughts on people doing the whole flat pack hotels, teepees, some of the music festivals?
Sounds good. Why not?
Really? Oh, no. See, I don't think... I think you've got to rough it. I really do. So do you not rough it when you go to music festivals?
I've never been to a festival in my life.
You've never been as like a punt? You've only performed there then?
Never. Well, I mean, it's just that I didn't really have the cash, to be brutally honest with you. And then as soon as I did have the cash, I was playing them. So there was no need.
It's one extreme to the other. Now, you're going to be supporting Rihanna on tour in, I think, September. I think you've been supporting her in Australia. Is that right? So whilst you were in Australia touring with Rihanna, Kesha was also there, and there were rumours flying about that you two were an item. Is there any truth in that?
There's always rumours that follow that girl around. I've known her for a while.
Mm-hmm.
We've been mates for a while. We just kind of hooked up, said hello, had a drink, that was about it, really.
Yeah, okay. Now, speaking of tours and the like, how is the friendship of yours going with Katy Perry? Have you made up yet?
Oh, we're fine. We're fine. It's just, you know, crossed wires or whatever. Just one of those things.
Mm.
I love Katy Perry. She's great.
Listen again to what you've missed and access exclusive online-only content at northsound1.com/listen again.